Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, May 6th. In a story we've been following on the regional newscast, Colorado voters will have the chance to legalize sports betting in the state later this year. KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
On the last day of the legislative session, state lawmakers voted to allow the question onto the 2019 ballot. Any tax increase requires voter approval in Colorado. The question will ask voters whether or not they want to legalize betting on major sports and apply a 10% tax on the proceeds. Revenue is estimated to be $10 million a year at first. The money would be earmarked for implementation of the state's four-year-old water plan, which calls for bigger reservoirs and more robust conservation programs. The plan was completed by Governor John Hickenlooper's administration without a way to fund it. If approved, the state's sports betting market would be up and running midway through 2020. I'm Luke Runyon.
A new study of irrigation systems in some southern Colorado communities shows strong cultural norms can make farmers more resilient to drought. KUNC's Luke Runyon explains.
Groups of farmers in Colorado's San Luis Valley are organized around acequias, centuries-old methods of managing and distributing irrigation water. And while many acequias are governed by rules, this new study shows a set of social norms to use only what you need and nothing more, keep any one water user from letting their own self-interest get in the way. Kelsey Cody researched the irrigators while a doctoral student at CU Boulder.
That system is tremendously well adapted to keeping people alive and on the land in arid environments and in drought. That's what it does. That's what it exists to do.
Cody says acequias are different from most other Western water management in that they see water as a community good rather than a piece of personal property. And he says as aridity takes hold in the region, other water managers should take note of how acequias police themselves. I'm Luke Runyon.
Last Friday was the final day of Colorado's annual legislative session. KVNF's Scott Franz has more on some of the big votes lawmakers talked about in the final hours.
Democrats and Republicans are both cheering the passage of a health reinsurance program. It will use state funds to help cover some of the biggest hospital bills patients get. Senator Kerry Donovan of Vail says it will start lowering premiums right away. Her constituents on the Western Slope face some of the highest health care costs in the state.
In January, people in the individual market will see their bills be lower. And as a lawmaker, there's nothing more that you can ask for that. It's something that has an immediate impact in the months after you pass a bill.
The bill ran into several roadblocks over the last month, and lawmakers had to get creative in the final days to find a way to pay for it. They settled on taking some money that would have otherwise gone to affordable housing efforts. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
In more from Capitol coverage, the Colorado General Assembly didn't end its legislative session quietly. In the final days, they took big votes on some of the most consequential legislation of the year. Here's what they were up to in the final hours. Governor Jared Polis suffered his first big setback in the legislature late Thursday when Senate Democrats overwhelmingly rejected his proposal to ask voters to increase taxes on cigarettes and vaping products. Polis said the taxes would decrease youth smoking rates and help fight a teen vaping crisis. Supporters estimated it would generate $300 million a year for smoking prevention efforts and preschool programming. But Senate Majority Leader Steve Fenberg suggested that the bill, which was introduced with just 11 days left in the session, didn't land at the right time. The measure was also opposed by seven Democrats in the House. Democrats in the Senate also agreed to kill a contentious bill that aimed to get more children in the state vaccinated. The measure would have made it harder for parents to opt their kids out of immunizations by requiring them to fill out a form. Hundreds of parents testified against the change during a 14-hour hearing, saying vaccines can be harmful. Governor Polis also said he wouldn't sign it. Supporters of the bill pointed to Colorado having one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country. They also cited concerns about ongoing measles outbreaks around the country. Before Democrats agreed to kill the bill on Thursday, Republicans were already trying to block it by speaking at length about bills and trying to run out the clock on other pieces of legislation. Republicans celebrated when the bill was tabled so that Democrats could move on to other priorities. Lawmakers trying to lower the cost of health care in their districts celebrated a couple of legislative victories on Friday. They got a reinsurance program, as we've just heard about, and a measure to start the process of importing prescription drugs from Canada across the finish line. Health policy experts said the reinsurance bill could be the most impactful health measure of the session. Supporters predicted it will lower premiums by 15 to 20% for people using the insurance marketplace on the Western Slope and in rural Colorado. So how does it work? The state is making a $120 million investment to help cover some of the most expensive insurance claims on the state's marketplace. It's often referred to as insurance for insurance companies. The hope is insurance companies will offer lower premiums when they know the state will help cover some of the highest cost patients. An effort to expand the sexual education curriculum in Colorado proved to be controversial up until the final week of the session. The debate put lawmakers who think students need to learn more about birth control, consent, and LGBT relationships against parents who think they should have control over what their students learn about sex. To get the bill across the finish line in the Senate, the bill's sponsors agreed to heavily amend it on Thursday so that it would let charter schools opt out of the expanded sex ed curriculum. It also put the focus on teaching consent and healthy relationships in schools. Democrats also passed a bill that makes it a goal for Colorado to reduce its greenhouse emissions by 50% before the year 2030. The measure will give a state board the power to adopt regulations to help the state reach that goal. Supporters said climate change is shrinking the state's snowpack and leading to more intense wildfires. But opponents questioned who is most to blame for climate change. Senator Bob Rankin, Republican from Carbondale, suggested it would be more effective to try and limit burping and flatulence from cows. He pointed to a study in New Zealand showing adding garlic to a cow's diet reduces that flatulence and the subsequent methane emissions. And finally, lawmakers also passed a bill to let local governments set their own minimum wages and a measure asking voters to legalize sports betting to generate revenue for the Colorado Water Plan, as we've just heard about from Luke Runyon. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, May 6th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.